Making Sense of the World. Section 1. Culture and Society.
Chapter 1. The Hollywood Effect. How does popular entertainment influence society? Reading.
Making sense of the world should in some ways be easier than ever. After all, the proliferation of media gives people access to virtually limitless amounts of information by means of print media like books and newspapers, audio media like radio and digital music files, video media like movies and television programs, gaming media like console-based games and portable games, and internet-only media like social networking and blogs. The internet now also includes all of the other forms of media, and so we can read, watch, and listen to just about anything with just a few taps of our fingertips. Having access to so much information may seem like a good thing, but it does raise the question, how can we make sense of so much information? At the root of this problem is the reality that people's personal experiences and views about the world often influence the way that they conduct research or produce works of art. Concerns about the influence of entertainment on society have been around for thousands of years. An ancient Greek philosopher named Plato, for example, warned about the potential negative influence of poetry on children. Plato pointed out that some poets may espouse undesirable values, and children could end up adopting these values when they are presented in an appealing way. The dramatic rise of the film and music industry over the course of the last century has made Plato's concern more important than ever. Hollywood, which is in Los Angeles, California, is, of course, the most famous place associated with the movie industry, for it is here that the film industry began to really take off during the early 20th century. The film industry today, however, is a global industry, and many countries around the world have their own large-scale film production facilities. The music industry has also become a global industry, and many hit artists have a notable presence in markets all over the world. Both industries now have tremendous influence on social values, fashion, and lifestyles throughout the world. Popular entertainment can have a positive or a negative influence on society. For example, celebrities sometimes use their fame to raise awareness about social issues or to raise money when natural disasters occur. On the other hand, the entertainment industry can influence people in negative ways. Some of the characters in movies, for example, seem so cool that some people in real life imitate some of their behaviors and their fashion choices. This kind of influence is of great concern, since many of the most popular movies feature lots of violence, and they also feature frequent alcohol and tobacco consumption. Moreover, the entertainment industry as a whole seems to promote a more selfish lifestyle in general, given that many celebrities have openly lavish lifestyles, even though countless people around the world struggle to earn enough for food and shelter. Yet many people clearly admire these celebrities, given the fact that some celebrities have millions of followers on their social networking accounts, and have millions of people tune in to watch them being interviewed on talk shows or at awards ceremonies. In the past, part of the problem with the media industry was the fact that it was quite closed in. Relatively few movie studios, recording labels, and publishers could produce media that could reach large-scale audiences. A handful of studios and publishers therefore exerted a lot of control over the values disseminated in the media. This brings us back to the point raised at the start of this chapter, which is the dissemination of media by means of the internet. Almost anyone today can make a film, publish a book, or write an article, or record music, and then upload this work on the internet. This is undoubtedly beneficial, insofar as this can help diversify and decentralize the influences on social values and lifestyles. At the same time, the problem today is that there is simply too much media. Anyone can produce and disseminate media. meaning that it is getting more and more difficult to sort through what is worth watching or reading. For example, people who lack the relevant expertise may write blogs that include erroneous information, or hate groups can post content online designed to recruit new members. More than ever, then, it is vitally important that people become critical viewers, listeners, and readers. That is, people should always ask themselves a few basic questions when reading or watching something. Who is creating this work? What is this person's background? And how might this affect the contents? Therefore, the proliferation of media is clearly a serious concern for society. But when people carefully scrutinize what they watch, read, and hear, then media can become extremely helpful when trying to make sense of the world.
Summary. Listen carefully to the audio recording for this summary and fill in the blanks in the paragraph below.
Various forms of media surround our everyday life, such as books, newspapers, digital music files, movies, and the Internet. Though this may prove useful by giving us access to a virtually unlimited amount of information, it does raise the question, how can we make sense of so much information? A person's background influences the way that he or she writes a book, for example, or makes a movie. It is therefore important that people keep this in mind when they watch television or read books and articles, for they may otherwise be unknowingly influenced by the creator's own personal views.